Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and I'm with PodTech, and I'm here at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference with Marco Boris, and he's Senior VP of Yahoo's Connected Life, and we're going to be talking about his keynote here and the topics he's going to be covering in just about a half an hour. And I'm sitting right in front of the elevator and or the escalator, so it's coming up, so all the sound you hear in the background is just that. So Marco, welcome to PodTech. Thank you very much for the interview.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So how do you create the connected life? I mean, that's what it's all about. How do you actually get things from one device to another and really ensure that people are really going to be able to read it and listen to it and look at it?
Yeah, that's the mission of my group. That was the company mission that I sold to Yahoo about a year and a half ago, Vertisoft. The whole idea is, as you know, is the internet is turning from a delivery vehicle of HTML pages to really becoming a delivery vehicle of consumer services. And the big difference here is that rather than, you know, putting a browser on all of these devices, whether it's a mobile phone or a TV, that then connects back to the web as we know it and try to display sites that have been designed for the PC, you know, Connected Life is really about how can we connect your services, your consumer services like Yahoo Mail, Yahoo Search, Flickr, etc., into the device. So basically connect people's lives through their devices and really bringing the internet as a back-end service into your device and really have a very much, you know, immersive device experience where you don't have to worry about, do I have the right data? Data gets pushed to you. And based on your relevance and based on your settings, you really have this vitality experience that, you know, can become addictive, as we know from the BlackBerry, right? Every day the BlackBerry is buzzing hundreds of times with email that is personally relevant to me. And that's what makes it addictive. What we're trying to do with Yahoo Go, which is a product line of Connected Life, is really take that to the next level and bring those services that you decided to use with Yahoo to you through your devices, whether it's a mobile phone, the TV, or the desktop.
So what are your biggest challenges in doing that?
So obviously is finding the right user experience on the device. For example, let's take the mobile phone. You know, we do believe that within the next 5 to 10 years, way more people will access the internet through the mobile phone than through the PC. So in order to maintain our leadership that we have today on the PC side, we obviously have to dominate and lead the PC, the mobile phone space as well, which we are well intended to do. The mobile phone is very different, right? The interaction model is very different. The screens are way smaller. You have much higher latency. Yes, the networks get faster, but still it's a difference there's a huge difference between your PC and the small screen and the small set of keys that you have to design the UI. So you have to completely come up with a new user interface paradigm, and we feel that we have just done that. And then a lot of these things have to be much more relevant to you, where the PC is a browsing experience, right? I mean, it's like you have this big screen, you know, you go to Yahoo Search or Google Search, you type in your keyword, and then you get like, you know, 12 results on the first page, which you quickly can scroll through. And then you say next and go to the next one. On mobile, you have to be much more relevant because the amount of results you can display on the mobile phone is much more limited. You know, each next click could be a new network connection that takes time. So you have to be much more relevant in terms of the content that you bring to the device. And we feel that Yahoo has a leg up on anybody else there because we know much more about the user than anybody else because the user does much more things on our network than they do with anybody else. So we, with really one click and you logging into Yahoo Go on your mobile phone, can bring the stuff that you care about directly to your mobile phone in a way that fits the mobile phone. We know your stock portfolio, we know your favorite sports teams, your news sources, we have your address book, your calendar. So really because of this investment that you have made into the Yahoo services, with literally one click, we can kind of mobilize them and bring them the right fashion to the mobile phone.
So what do you think about any of the you know, the kind of thing that YouTube's done in terms of the content that's on there? I mean, how much of that sort of mentality will actually affect what is actually brought to the mobile phone in the future?
I think, you know, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Flickr, whether it's Delicious, another company that Yahoo bought, all of these content forms will make it to the mobile device. Especially believe that video and pictures are really, you know, great on the mobile device because a mobile device is a great communication device in terms of these multimedia tools, whether it's video or photos.
So give me some, I want to make sure my cell phone's off here because I was hearing some feedback on the interview. So, you know, how hungry do you think are people for a different sort of look and feel on a cell phone? I mean, the sense is that, you know, you look at the kind of content that you might get, as I said, on a YouTube, but, you know, I really sense like the younger generation is kind of, I guess, impatient mm-hmm. with sort of things that they're seeing on the web today mm-hmm. than they are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true?
Partially, yes. I think when you look on the mobile phone, there's literally three main things that people want to do on a mobile phone based on our studies. Number one, because they have it with them all the time, it's an ideal vehicle to stay connected with the stuff that matters for me, whether it's, you know, my email or people, right? I mean, really, I mean, that's what we use the phone today, is to, you know, stay connected with the people that we care about, you know, using voice. So staying connected to my community, to my friends, to my email, that is really one key part. The other part, which a mobile phone is great at, is because you have, if you have the right tools, which we believe we have, is getting quick information. That's why we are completely redesigning our mobile search experience, because we do believe that mobile search will be very, very different on a mobile phone than on the PC. It's not web search. Right now, whether right. Google or us, we all deliver right. web search on the mobile phone, which is pretty yeah. much useless.
Yeah, it is useless.
You know, and then 85% of people do is search adult pictures on the phone.
Right.
That's not mobile search. So we're really working hard to reinvent that, or to invent that category, because it hasn't been invented. I'm very excited about that. Because getting quick info on the mobile phone is great, because you have it with you all the time. It's always connected. So stay connected and getting quick information. A third category is, I have 5 or 10 minutes to kill. So quick entertainment, casual entertainment. And a lot of what people do today is they do it via games. That's why, you know, you download casual games and stuff like that and just do a, you know, 5-10 minute quick gameplay. We do believe as network gets better, a lot of that will then be turned into, you know, rather than playing a game for 5 or 10 minutes, I watch a video, I watch a movie trailer, I listen to a song, I listen to a music video. So we believe as network gets better, this, you know, I have the 5 to 10 minute to kill, you know, quick entertainment will become more multimedia rather than games.
So how much is the younger generation driving you? I mean, as you look at all these opportunities, do you sort of look to the people who are, say, 18 to 25 today to drive how you're designing, or do you actually look at people, say, 35 to 50, just because of the, you know, the boomers and all of that?
Generally, from a design perspective, we skew a little bit younger on mobile as an early adopter segment. But then the moment that the rule of large numbers come in, the same as if you look at YouTube or MySpace, all products, or Flickr, all products that have been started to, you know, with a younger audience as the early adopter audience today, skew pretty much across all segments, because the moment large numbers come in, you know, you get right. everybody. But you're right, you design it a little bit for a younger audience who is a little more willing to test these things, to adopt these things, who is a little bit more comfortable, you know, inputting queries, you know, on the phone with triple tapping or T9. So, but over time, you know, we feel that it will go through all age groups. And it also depends very much by region, right? I mean, the US is very different than, for example, in Europe, where, you know, SMSing or texting, as it's called here, pretty much everybody does from, you know, young to old, so to speak, which is very different here. Then when you go into other you know, regions like Asia, which is very big for us, you know, my mandate inside Yahoo is build global products and drive them globally. When you go to India, you know, 75% of the population is under the age of 21. So clearly, you know, when you look outside the US, there's different user experiences that you have to do. And we do different products based on those demographics and regions.
So I did have a question that I forgot to ask you in the very beginning. So in terms of Connected Life, that is sort of a group within Yahoo that is just strictly focused on this whole, you know,
yeah, Connected Life is a group within Yahoo that basically, with our sole responsibility is to take Yahoo beyond the browser. So basically, you know, take the Yahoo services that you love and connect them to your mobile device, connect them to your desktop outside the browser, connect them to the TV. So really, you know, the next, you know, Internet 3.0, which basically is like, how do you deliver these services into the device experience rather on top of the browser?
Impressive. Well, I have been speaking with Marco Borreris, and he's Senior VP of Yahoo's Connected Life. And I thank you very much for joining us. Good job, and very good luck on your keynote, which is in about 20 minutes.
Thank you.